We start today in Iran with reports overnight that several people have been killed during ongoing clashes between protesters and security forces. This week has seen the biggest protests in years, with shopkeepers, traders and students taking to the streets against soaring prices and a collapsing currency. The unrest has spread from Tehran to several provinces after the rial hit record lows and inflation topped 40%. In a rare move, the government has offered talks with protest leaders, even as it warns of a tough response. Hussein Ibish is a senior resident scholar at the Arab Gulf States Institute in Washington. Welcome back to the program.
It's great to be with you.
Thanks for joining us. What's your take on these protests? Are they entirely about the economic issues?
I think largely, yes. Iran has, since the Islamic Revolution, has been rocked by protests from time to time. And they're usually one of two different types. Economic ones that focus on grievances about jobs, about pay, about services, that sort of thing. And this is in that category. The other ones tend to be rights-based protests, like the women's rights-based protests of a couple of years ago were much more widespread and volatile than this. But the economic protests and the rights protests have never really coalesced. If that ever happens, it could be a real threat to the government. But as long as sort of middle-class rights-based people don't support the economic protesters and vice versa, these things tend to be manageable.
And so far, you're not seeing that that's the case?
No, we're not seeing that that's the case. And in addition, I think there are really probably about two people who've been killed, not more than that at this point. I mean, there are claims, but that's what we can say with to be pessimistic, you'd say two people, really. And you're not seeing the security forces out on the street, the Basiji groups, the kind of thugs who would be called out, to really crack heads. They're not doing it. Instead, what's being done in a very canny and smart move is the president, Pervezkian, is saying, blame me. This is, the people are right. It is our fault. The economy is terrible. Let's discuss. Let's, and sort of mea culpa, mea maxima culpa.
What's the tactic? Yeah, what's the tactic there?
Well, the tactic is to embrace the complaints as legitimate while, saying people shouldn't protest and this is not the way to deal with them, but acknowledging the pain of the protesters so as not to appear to be dismissive. And I think the idea, therefore, is to ask people, in effect, to trust the system, work with the system, acknowledge that the system can recognize the economic pain and adjust in a policy way. And that's the idea. It is a very intelligent approach, because if they just dismissed all the grievances, the economic grievances that are going on, people would know that that's simply a lie. And if they tried to blame outside forces, it wouldn't be very convincing. So by saying, yes, you're right, there are, real economic problems here and you're right to be upset, and also saying the government is partly responsible and must be the sort of the motive force in fixing things, come talk to us, come work with us. That's really a way of calming people down. And I think it could, it's more intelligent than bashing heads in, which is being done, but on a limited basis.
Well, could the government legitimately put some of the blame on outside forces or the economic problems because of mismanagement or the sanctions?
Well, it's everything. And the sanctions certainly hurt. Yes, I think the government could have tried and could still try to say, well, it's mainly sanctions. This is the fault of the United States. This is the fault of, Israel, anyone of the Arab Gulf countries, whatever. They could try that. And they wouldn't be completely ridiculous because the sanctions have bit hard, but they're not really doing that. That would be the predictable thing. That would be the standard thing. And I think by not doing that, they're trying to take the wind out a little bit, because if the government tried to blame everybody except itself, then I think it would be a kind of a very ham-handed response that could fuel more anger. The idea here at this point is, I think, to take partial responsibility and for the problems, and full responsibility for fixing them. I think the idea is to reinforce the legitimacy of the government rather than have this erode the legitimacy of the government.
And speaking of the US, the president there, Donald Trump, has again been floating the idea of strikes on Iran if it's found to be trying to rebuild its nuclear program. He said, we'll knock them down, we'll knock the hell out of them.
Right.
What do you make of that threat?
It's typical bravado from Donald Trump, but I think it comes down to this. The most likely source of another military strike against Iran is not the U.S., but Israel. And the Israelis are currently trying to evaluate how far the Iranians have gone in rebuilding their missile program. It's not so much about the nuclear program at this point, but the delivery system, the missiles, which can deliver conventional weapons, and also, if there ever were a warhead, a nuclear one. But it's Iran's missile capability that I think is considered most threatening at this point by its regional rivals like Israel, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, etc. And the Israeli tactic at this point, or policy, really, is that if Iran has rebuilt its missile capability sufficiently to warrant a certain threat. I mean, we don't know the metric, but there is one that the Israelis have. Then Israel will strike and try to, decimate that, reduce it by a considerable degree. And what's happening is that while Iran cannot any longer produce solid fuel for its rockets, the Chinese have been selling solid fuel directly to Iran. So it is possible that the Israelis could well strike the Iranians to try to degrade their missile capability. And I don't think the United States is interested in Iran's missiles. They're interested in the nuclear program. So the Israelis are watching one thing, the Americans are watching another. And I think an Israeli strike is much more likely.
Hussein Ibish, thank you so much for sharing your insights.
You're very welcome. Every time, I'm very glad to be with you.
Thank you. Hussein Ibish is a senior resident scholar at the Arab Gulf States Institute in Washington.